When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Quick customer service alert. The text line is now the same number as the call-in line has been for ages. Huh? So if you tried texting the show earlier and didn't go through, the number is 617-779-7937. Wait a minute. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, you nailed it. Yeah.
Okay. I always will forever have the WAF 931-0937. Wait, oh, that's the contest line.
Oh, my God.
931.
Right.
Now
I don't already forgot it. Can you give it to me?
I don't remember.
That is just the greatest example of a senior moment.
It really is, Curtis.
You cite an old memory and then forget it.
And then I forget it. Well, it's really, you know, just put it in your phone as WEEI Greg Hill Show text line, and then just boom, you send a text whenever you feel like it.
Is Joe Biden like your fearless leader? Like you can do anything without a memory?
I'm not that old.
Angola, a lovely city.
Mego will be here at 9 on a Celtics Wednesday, and a lot to talk about with Mego when it comes to the Celtics. But before that, the rest of the news with Courtney.
And thank you to Brett Norton in the Twitch chat saying that I'm glowing today. I did get my lips and Botox done yesterday.
I see.
Thanks to Bridget at Dream Spa. She listens every morning. So she's in the car probably right now with her children.
Okay. So. Full lips.
Fuller lips. Yeah, a little juicy.
Yeah.
For the holidays.
Yeah.
We have a
kind of like they can be seen like the star on top of the Christmas tree from miles away.
Yeah. They're a little swollen. They'll go down a bit.
They will. Yeah.
Sure they will. Yeah. We have a repeat offender in influencers in the news this morning.
Oh, okay.
It's influencers in the news on the Greg Hill Show.
Marlena Vallis, if you listen to us every morning, then her name may be familiar to you because it's a TikToker we talked about last week for her arrest after stealing from a Target. Well, she was arrested for the second time in a week at the same Target. Police
Wasn't
say...
Wasn't she doing some life hack barcode thing on
correct.
TikTok? Curtis had this as the dumbest of the day, I think.
Yeah, she had posted like a haul of her Target stuff, and then it turns out everything she bought... she didn't actually pay for.
Right.
So she went back to the store after her first arrest. She selected 16 household goods valued at $225. She used a fake barcode to scan out the items at self-checkout, so it looked like she was doing everything correctly.
At the same Target?
Yep, same Target.
My Lord.
And
people wonder why everything is so expensive. Mm. It's because people steal things left and right, and there's no punishment, so Target has no choice but to charge you more. Because you're unfortunately a good person and you pay for the things that you get. You don't just walk in and steal things.
And it's the craziest part about the story is after the first arrest news broke, she gained 100,000 followers on TikTok. So people started following her after she became, this mugshot.
Okay.
And she also, like, people from her past are coming out saying, oh, she's always been stealing and stealing cars.
Right. Take that innovation with the fake barcode. And do something like...
Something for science?
No, do something positive. Okay. Like, take that same energy...
Solve world hunger.
And put it into, like, a positive thing. Like, criminals have some of the most elaborate ideas. I'm like, you can't just think about doing something legit with some of these ideas?
While we're on the topic of Target, is there a better place when you're traveling and arrive at your destination to go and get everything you need in one stop?
No, there is not. You are 100% right about that.
Everything it's you could possibly need.
You need. You want to spend $40 on some sort of a Christmas lantern, they have it.
Yeah. Boom. Lava lamp, they got it.
Yeah, and if you need a crock pot, they got it.
Need groceries. Some dog food, boom.
You want a Christmas crock pot, they probably have that.
Yep.
Hey, you got everything.
Yeah. We have Munchkin that will be joining us on Friday at the Toys for Tots show. Munchkin's up for adoption.
Pudge's pal.
And now, if you are somebody who wants to adopt and help out Munchkin, and you maybe don't like the name Munchkin, Rover has released the top dog names for 2024.
Oh.
Ooh. So if you're in the need, the top 10 male dog names, Charlie.
All right.
Max.
Max.
Milo.
Milo.
Cooper. Buddy. Teddy. Rocky. Bear. Leo. And Duke.
Mm-hmm.
All good, strong names.
Okay.
For females, the top 10 were Luna, Bella, Daisy, Lucy, Lily, Lola, Zoe, Zadie, Coco, and Bailey.
Mm.
Pretty good.
For a long time around these parts, number one dog name was Brady.
Ooh, I was going to go Brewski.
Oh, yeah, there were some Brewskis.
You know what's a sneaky big one that I found around town was Rondo.
Really?
I knew a couple dogs named Rondo. But Pudge is the best. Dog name.
Yeah, Pudge is good.
Chime, should we, as long as we're talking about dogs, should we do Wiggy Not Like the Rest of Us right now?
Oh, if you want to, we can do that.
I mean, it would kind of be an emergency Wiggy Not Like the Rest of Us. But...
I think it's apropos.
All right, let's do it. Let's go ahead and do it.
And now.
Woo! I saw something last night.
Yeah? All right.
Well, makes me want to jingle.
Jingle.
Another edition of.
Christmas is what? January 1st, right?
Jermaine Wiggins.
This tickles my fanny.
Not like the rest of us.
People that go up in a plane to go into the eye of the storm.
Yeah, weather people.
They have a specific name, the ones that go into hurricanes.
Weather people.
Brought to you by Coleman Electric. Hey, Wiggy, what's Coleman?
Is it Pro Cuomo?
No, we're electricians, dude. Coleman!
It's electric!
That sounds pretty good.
It is electric, and thanks to our friends at Coleman Electric, from time to time, we revisit the incredible mind of Coach Wiggins. And yesterday, Courtney brought up Munchkin, the Pudge's pal, who will be with us on Friday looking for a forever home. And Courtney said that the shelter had said this is Munchkin's last chance to find a forever home.
Yep.
And here's what Wiggy said about that. Munchkin is hoping to have a forever home just in time for home for the holidays.
And this is he's in his 11th hour.
Yeah.
So
yes,
we want to make sure. I mean, we might as well put it out there. Maybe somebody gets to pulling in them hot strings.
I think we should have a headline that says Munchkin's last chance.
Yeah.
I don't have an age for him. The email just read, "This is Munchkin. How beautiful. He is currently with my friend as a foster. It's his last hope."
Right.
My Lord, what does that mean?
It means he's on
hope?
The.
What are they going to do?
He's on doggy death row.
What's going to happen? What's going to happen to him if he doesn't get adopted?
I mean,
we'll go to another foster, maybe, and it's like.
No, Courtney, just be honest with people so they
can. I don't know.
The last chance
I'm not
means he's on doggy death row. You know, we need to get Munchkin in a home.
Yeah, we do.
Because if not,
Wiggy likes the high pressure cell. You notice that?
Right.
That's what he likes.
If not,
you must adopt Munchkin or Munchkin will be no more.
No, he will be headed on up to the...
So beautiful.
The pearly gates.
Okay.
We got to get Munchkin home.
I don't know if that's a situation.
Well, that's what Courtney said. This is his last chance. When you say this is a dog's last chance...
I don't think they're taking him right from Bach Ferrari to doggy death row, as you describe it. I mean, I don't think...
It might not be right from there, but...
I think it's just they really want to find him a home that can be...
If he's not picked up at the show, they're taking him out back.
said it!
That's what they told me, his last hope.
If they don't get him, this is his last chance. That means, in my opinion, we need to find Munchkin a home. Because if not, listen.
We need to get him a pardon.
Yes, we need a pardon. Please, somebody adopt Munchkin.
What else is in the news this morning?
Well, you gave me this one earlier, and this has given me anxiety since. Doctors have serious concerns over using perfume and cologne because of evidence that it causes hormone damage, imbalance, cancers. Don't know how to pronounce this, really. Phthalates? Phthalates are a common ingredient in cosmetics like perfumes. They can be found in nail polish, hairspray, shampoos, body washes, etc. Deodorant.
Yeah.
And they're saying that that is a cause that can lead to cancer.
Right. They're trying to figure out why there are so many incidences of cancer in those that are under the age of 50.
Yeah.
And so it's not... I mean, if you think about it, you're putting a chemical in the form of perfume or
cologne. Deodorant.
Like, how many times do you spray perfume? Like every
in the morning.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Right?
Every morning.
You put cologne on every single day.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather smell good. If I'm going to check out, I want to check out smelling good.
I agree.
I think you should stop that.
Like, no, I don't want to
take a shower.
Stinky. Like
I feel so weird shower. If I don't have my perfume on.
Cologne, deodorant, lotion.
But
I
so
got to have the aroma.
Deodorant stresses me out the most because a lot of, well, they say deodorant has some of the worst chemicals in it for you, and it's going directly into your armpit, which is near your breast, and breast cancer, etc. So there was a period of time right after college where I got so freaked out that I tried to do the natural deodorant thing. Does not work.
Right.
Sorry. Natural deodorant, it doesn't work.
Don't let it freak you out. You're freaked out about spraying deodorant on, but yet you'll go inject chemicals into your lips.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
That would be, I mean, it's like, you know, don't worry about it.
You're right.
That would be an interesting study because in Europe, they don't use much deodorant.
Maybe they stink.
I would wonder if they have lower incidence of breast cancer.
And they don't shave their armpits either. That's a no-no for women.
Right.
Legs and armpits, please shave them.
RFK Jr. will fix this.
I hope.
By the way, I'm stockpiling Pringles and Pop-Tarts because I think those are going to go
Diet
away
Coke.
As soon as January.
Oh, I found out when you're in London, the flavors of Pringles are labeled differently than in the United States.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah, so in London, they it's Texas barbecue sauce.
Grab me a crisp.
Right. They call them crisps over there. You know, they call things other names in other places, Sean.
Yeah. I mean, but it's like, it's funny that the flavoring, it's the exact same and yet different.
Do they have more flavors over there?
Were they better? Or they
I didn't have any.
I didn't have any.
What was the best thing you ate there?
The best thing I ate? Oh, the Indian food I had at Daishum. Amazing. It was.
What did that set you back? London is so ridiculously expensive when it comes to eating.
I don't think the food was all that expensive, to be completely honest. But
I think you go to different places, Craig.
Yeah, you and I, very different tax brackets. It was our friend picked up that lunch, so I didn't have to, but it was delicious.
Wigs, they have like prawn-flavored chips, like shrimp.
Oh, yeah, wow. Shrimp-flavored chips. Very strange.
The other thing would be the RFK arrival on the scene. Isn't it fascinating that 4 years ago, the Republican Party was bragging about Big Gulps? That was their big thing because Michelle Obama wanted to get rid of the big gulps, and now they're bringing in a guy that says no fast food. The same party.
Well, I mean, it's
so he wants to eliminate fast food.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's going to try to make America healthy again. So the stuff that has all the preservatives in it, the stuff that you can't. We talked about this a long time ago with the app. What was that app that you were obsessed with for a while?
Yasso?
Yeah. No, I think you're confusing it with the
Yuka.
very delicious yogurt, Greek yogurt bar in the store, Yasso. but you can't go and get food that's fresh, like, anywhere. Like in Maine, there are hunters who refuse to eat turkey or animals that are hunted and killed in certain areas because they drink the water. And the water has so many PCPs or whatever in it.
Ugh.
So you would think that going out hunting for your protein would be the healthiest thing you can do.
Right.
The people who do that are like, do not eat any wild animal that has been hunted in this area. It's like... Oh. They have to figure a way to fix it because there's something that is causing all those cancers.
There are so many fascinating things. And that podcast I mentioned a while back about the two doctors who were talking about the food pyramid and how it was the tobacco companies that purchased the food companies the second the tobacco companies were litigated against for being addictive.
Yeah.
They're everywhere now. And I heard a podcast over break where a doctor was talking about if you're ever in a grocery store and a product says high in fiber, low in fat, anything, don't buy it.
Really?
Because they're covering something up.
Oh.
And that when you are, like, it was fascinating.
What kind of world do we live in? But, I mean, really. Like,
they said that chips are gluten-free. Of course they're gluten-free.
Why do you think people who are 35 to 40 years old are suddenly getting gut cancers?
I mean, listen.
I don't know, but I want to leave it up to the doctors, not RFK Jr. I'm sorry. I know, and people are going to be like, vaccine. Rah, 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 rah. Well, I didn't go to medical school. I'm dumb. So I need somebody who's smart to tell me. And if that makes me a sheep, I'm bi.
Did your mother eat crap? My mother did.
No, my mom's an almond mom.
Well, my mother ate crap when she was growing up. Guess what? At 35.
I thought your mom was a pineapple mom.
No, she's not.
Oh, Lord.
Almond mom.
Did your dad eat crap? Like, I mean, you know, like eat normal food like everybody. My mother didn't have cancer at 35. Well, what's the food wasn't the same now as it was back then. I mean, she'd go out, get a burger or whatever.
Speaking of pineapples, real quick, you want to get to that story, too?
Yeah, Carnival Cruise, they're taking a stand. The cruise line is banning upside-down pineapple stateroom decor. A lot of people started putting upside-down pineapples on their doors going into their rooms. And the issue came to light after Carnival's brand ambassador, John Heald, addressed a passenger's question about singles meetups on his Facebook page, saying, you know, oh, upside-down pineapples are all the rage. People were starting to think Carnival cruise ships were for swingers.
Yeah.
And so
I think they were if people were putting the upside down pineapples all over the place.
So
that's a signal to, you know, come on in.
Is that what that means? I had no clue. I just thought they liked pineapples. Why does Carnival Cruise have to ban it? If somebody wants to put it up?
This is probably an Ask a Boomer thing, but can one still order the upside down pineapple cake as a dessert? Have you ever heard of that?
No.
I believe so, though. I've heard of it.
That was a big one my mom used to make.
I think you can still order upside.
Was your mom a swinger?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think swinging even exists.
No, I think swinging was big back in the day.
In the 50s?
Yeah,
highly doubt it.
They just called it cheating. You're sleeping with the neighbor. That's what they called it.
Yeah.
What was that? What made an upside down pineapple cake?
It's just the way you, like, it's the way it's prepared and it's flipped upside down when served. And
got it.
It was good.
Yeah.
All right. So basically, prior to this, Carnival was full of swingers.
Yeah.
But they don't want that anymore?
No.
Why don't they want the business?
Well, I mean,
They should do an anything goes cruise line.
Right. Well, aren't they like
a moneymaker
right
there?
Swingers just like regular people? Don't they have a whole community for it? Don't we got communities out there for everybody nowadays?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. They're just saying
gluten-free communities.
Yeah, why the kink shaming?
Yeah, that's what it seems like to me. Yeah.
They're just saying, keep the pineapples upright.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
Speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins get a win in overtime at the TD Garden, taking down the Red Wings 3-2. It was Pavel Zacha who got the game winner. The guys improved to 5-2 under Joe Sacco. It's back-to-back nights for the Bees. They have the Blackhawks in Chicago tonight. Puck drop is at 7:30. Here at home, the Celtics have the Pistons at the TD Garden. Tip is at 7:30 as well. And the Seas found out their fate last night. They were eliminated from the NBA Cup as the Knicks beat the Magic 121-106. The Knicks needed to lose or to beat the Magic by at least 38 for the Celtics to advance. Red Sox and free agent pitcher Aroldis Chapman have agreed to a one-year deal worth $10.75 million. And today only, stop into your local Shaw's or Star Market for the daily deal. Today's daily deal is Sushi Madness. Pick up select varieties for $6 each. That's right, select varieties of sushi are $6 each. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 26 degrees in Boston. Afternoon high of 39.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't want to bring up hurtful things, but our queen enraged with Billboard magazine, who named that artist, Beyonce, the number one pop artist of the 21st century yesterday.
Oh, should
and,
be mad.
And not your Taylor Swift.
21st century, though, you have to remember, like, that spans a bit. Mm-hmm. And Beyonce's had some unreal tours and unreal albums. I mean, this past year, I thought Beyonce's country album was great. I like Beyonce. I've seen her in concert. I mean, I am a Taylor Swift stan.
Right.
So I think, you know, let's talk in 10 years.
I mean, well, the way to put it is simple.
But you cannot change who, I mean, I guess it's not going to change the 21st century.
I think it should.
Oh, I think if Taylor Swift has another 10 years like the last five, it'll be her century.
Yeah.
You know the best way to put it? Beyonce's Brady, Taylor Swift's Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, that's a great way to put it. That is a great way to put it.
You know, unfortunately for Taylor, unlike Mahomes and Brady, Beyonce can keep doing music where Brady is done retiring, so there's a chance for Mahomes to catch him. Beyonce can
she will.
Yeah.
I do think in the Beehive is very strong. I consider myself a card-carrying member of the Beehive. But I think that...
Oh, you can't do both?
Oh, yeah, you can. Absolutely. Oh. But I think that it's gone more towards Taylor in the past year. Like, this was Taylor's year. Yeah, I mean, this was Taylor's last two years.
It's really between the two of them, right? Is there anybody else that you think
Sabrina Carpenter's coming up. No, but...
H to the Lizzo.
No, you know who...
It's between them. The 21st century is that.
You know who could sneaky... I think if you really had to put it in order, it would go Beyonce 1, Taylor would be 3rd.
Oh.
Because 2nd... Second on the list.
Sexy Red.
No. Sexy Red. She's got some time. Second on the list should be Rihanna. But unfortunately, Rihanna.
What about Gaga?
No.
Gaga has she's got the whole shebang. She's an actress.
What about Ken's favorite, Shakira?
Yeah, but if you're just talking about Billboard, it's just music. I think that's the issue with Rihanna as well.
She went away to have kids.
Well, and she also has an unbelievable business.
Yeah.
Like Rihanna's makeup line is up there with some of the best. So she's taking the focus away from music.
Right, but if you look at Rihanna's, her longevity of doing it in the music, she's just recently kind of stepped back a little bit. Where if she continued it, Taylor Swift, I'm with you, she's probably having the best year ever, but Rihanna would be second. And
good point, though, on the new Subaru of New England text line, which is 617-779-7937. Taylor Swift writes all of her own songs.
Yep.
Beyonce does not.
Correct.
Yeah, I don't really care about that, though.
I know you don't care.
I think a lot of people do that.
I mean, that only matters to me, like, in hip-hop.
Right.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. How does that make any sense?
In hip-hop?
Right.
Because I think it's more about your rapping about your lifestyle, you're putting pen to pad, where there are great...
You're doing the same exact thing with songwriting.
No, but hip-hop is more of like it started out as a battle rapping thing, so you couldn't really have somebody else rap.
It's because rap is like poetry.
Right.
It's just
all about the words.
F-free world, 313.
Right. Like, it's like when you think of some of the greatest songs out there that might have been performed by people, I don't know whether it's...
I just think Beyonce's kind of overrated.
Whew.
Wow.
Let's be careful.
That is a very strong take.
With that.
Well, I just think, well,
better duck in the seaport.
The way I feel.
Songwriting, does it really matter in the music industry other than hip hop? I don't think so.
Yeah, it does.
No. Think about your greatest songs.
Yeah.
They might have not even been written by that artist, but they were performed.
All of mine are Taylor Swift. So
I have a very brief, not massive breaking news story that impacts one of you guys directly.
Yes.
UMass football has a new coach.
Okay, let's see who it is. Okay.
I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Rutgers defensive coordinator Joe Harasymiak, Harasymiak.
No? Mm. All right, time for a change of culture.
According to Pete Thamel.
They just missed out on Andrew Luck.
And he's making $1.3 to $1.4 million a year.
Wiggy, you should get a job there.
No.
You don't want Wiggy on the show?
No, I do. Well, you can
I coach, but I listen.
How can he do both?
He did Brockton.
Do they have Brockton money?
To Amherst every day?
Oh, yeah, I always forget UMass is that far.
Yeah. Coaching left a bad taste in my mouth because for me it's about the kids and holding accountability.
It shouldn't get political.
Yeah, it shouldn't never get into the world
of politics. You were railroaded out of Brockton.
Yeah, so I stay away from coaching.
This is James from Fall River. What's up, James?
Hey, how you guys doing? I love your show.
As we look back on 2024, one of the better times that we had was in Fall River. In the Fall River, New Bedford area at the Tipsy Seagull.
Seagull is a spot.
What a show that
was. Been there many times.
Yep.
Been there many times. They've been on so long, I should get the prize. But anyway, I got a question. Why does everybody want Juan Soto? What is he worth $625 million for? What has he done? Shohei pitches and hits. And he's won MVPs and won Cy Youngs.
Well, I think in the World Series and this playoffs, he had like an OPS of over 1,000 or something like that, Juan Soto. So he was really good in the postseason, granted. They didn't beat the Dodgers. So I think he's only, 26? Is he 25 or 26 years old?
Yeah. 26.
So he's one of the top hitters in baseball.
I mean, that doesn't excite you?
Yeah,
like,
but
James, that doesn't excite
you. He does excite me. I'm a diehard Red Sox fan, and God knows we need the talent. But you could get two players for that much money and solidify other things.
Well,
now, granted,
I think,
he is one of the best players in baseball, but that's a lot of money for a guy who hasn't done anything.
Yeah, I think this is is this the argument that baseball Brett was making on the show a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Is that it's too much, it's all your eggs in one basket?
But it's just nonsense, and not that Brett's nonsensical. It's just they have plenty of money. I'd rather them invest in Juan Soto than the NBA team in Vegas.
Yeah.
Or the Dodgers do it.
Right.
So, I mean, if the Dodgers
are still in on Juan Soto.
Right.
We talked about this earlier. They have $1 billion. They hit the $1 billion mark when it comes to deferred money. And they're in on Juan Soto.
And the other thing I was whispered to over Thanksgiving with the family friend who's bloated was that they print cash with all the non-baseball events at Fenway Park. None of that money is shared to the players, to other major league clubs. They use the park, and that is a cash cow. They will never sell Fenway for that very reason alone, that it is a destination for artists. It's a unique venue to see, whether it's Springsteen or who was the guy that Courtney's wearing a sweatshirt today? Post Malone. Any one of those guys.
What, do you think the Dodgers will have trouble selling that franchise with $1 billion deferred?
I mean, they'll sell it for more than they bought it. I mean, it has
to be whoever's assuming that
right
owes $1 billion up right till 2045 right or whatever.
Yeah, couldn't you make the same argument for the Celtics?
Yes.
Maybe that's why it hasn't been sold.
The whispering on that is that the offers are not anywhere near the $6 billion that they want
really
for it. Yes.
Because I would think, like, even with the Dodgers, right, and even with the Celtics, if somebody bought that franchise and held on to it for 20, 25 years, I feel like if you pay $10 billion for it, in 20 years, how much you think the Dodgers would be worth? I feel like it would almost, look at these teams and they're, you know, forget about doubling. What did the Celtics were sold for initially?
225 or whatever.
And they're worth now, let's call it $5
billion. Four and a half.
Over a 20-year period, what's that percentage number?
It's a giant increase.
Right. So, I mean, what other business has that type of increase?
Yeah, you're not going to lose money. It changes the scenario when they push all this money out.
Mm-hmm.
It just changes the financial scenario and whether, you know, whether you're going to make money or not in those years.
And Greg, I think you were somewhat onto something with baseball, because right now, of all the major sports, it's in the most precarious position. Because
if they bring the golden bat in.
Oh, your lips to God's ears.
I love the golden bat.
I can just picture the 80-year-old already on hold saying they're ruining the game. But in general, I think a third of the 30 baseball teams are owned and operated by Major League Baseball when it comes to their local TV deal. Because Bally and another national distributor of sports went under.
Yes.
So, teams like, it's really the haves and the have-nots. The Red Sox, Dodgers, Mets, Yankees, Cubs, Braves are really on an island. And that's going to reach a sort of a breaking point because you can't have that.
But clearly the luxury tax cap system, or whatever they call it, what do they call it?
Collective bargaining tax. Right, CBT? No,
it has no effect whatsoever when it comes to a team like the Dodgers, because they're in on Juan Soto. Like, that payroll is going to be
ridiculous,
astronomical.
Yeah,
competitive balance tax.
Yeah,
I think they were in on them, but then they realized
they're still in on them.
I see. I don't know if they. I mean, I know those are the reports out there. They might be in, but I think it's more of like how people would say about the Red Sox. Like, they're feeling around, but they know they're not going to be in on it when it comes to, all right, we need to now put a bid in.
Well, if you want to win and you're him and the offer is competitive, why wouldn't you take that offer?
Because they probably want him to sign there and get this money deferred.
I wonder if baseball will make some sort of a rule that bans future deals from being that way.
I would assume they would, because it
feels like a loophole.
It is.
And I guess if the players are okay with it, like, I get, I mean, then maybe there won't be.
If you're Blake Snell and you don't mind being paid, you know, your final paycheck in 20 years, I mean, there's some risk there, I would think, you know, when it comes, it's like the lottery. Do you take the payout or take it in, take the lump sum or take, like,
I guess maybe the risk might be minimal because he might be looking at it, or he has the ability to pass it on to his wife, or if he has any kids, like, that way, where I don't know, I'm not sure if you can do that with the lottery. So maybe he might look at it and go, I got a giant piece of money coming. I've already made a bunch of money. And now when I'm done playing, I never have to worry about it.
Yep.
This is Paul from East Boston, from Eastie. And apparently Paul was your Little League coach, Wiggy?
For the White Sox?
Well, Well, I didn't coach him actually, literally his team, but I coached two All-Star teams that he was on. Saw Jermaine grow. I grew up right around the corner from where I grew up, and it's such a pleasure to see Jermaine give back the way that he does to his community. And I think anybody, any kids that are in need.
I don't know if you've seen him recently. He's still growing outward. but yes.
Proud of it. Yeah. And proud of him.
I am. Wiggy catcher?
Well.
Catcher.
Same.
Nope. I either hit home runs or struck out.
No.
No, Jermaine was quite an athlete as a kid growing up, and we've talked recently. He's going to help us out with a fundraiser mm-hmm. that we're doing, and you
it
know,
was
he does
honestly
so much for the Solutions
like
Boys Club.
Yep,
it was always the fat kid who was a catcher. That's the way it always goes in Little League.
Be honest, Paul.
Can't confirm,
Paul. How long were Wiggy's mound visits?
Well, I wasn't. I wasn't doing it because I wasn't his coach on his team, but. With All-Star games, he was pretty impressive for us. We never got to the finish. Keith Kachuk. Now, not to diminish Jermaine, we just didn't have that great a team completely, but I had Keith Kachuk on the team that we almost won the state championship with.
Another East Boston
I've
kid.
Had a couple of really. Yeah.
Another East Boston kid.
So, you know, I just want to say that, you know, when guys like Jermaine come back and give back. And I didn't call for that, but it's my first time calling the show. I had him comment about the Celtics, but you know, it's really heartwarming to know that we cultivated kids like that from East Boston, and he's always given back, and we're very grateful for that. But I called to talk about the Celtics. I was blown away the other night with these bench guys. You know, it's what you build. It's what you work to build to get the confidence of these guys on the bench to you know, they're all in. And to see them come out with these four guys from the bench playing so well and pound the Hawks the way they did, like that, to me, that was like the best part of the last couple of years for the Celtics, you know? It was really heartwarming to see that.
We were
talking
about it yesterday. Peyton Pritchard, legit six man when it comes to the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
He's got more threes than Steph Curry does, I think.
He's a walking bucket.
Son is fired.
I love the way his attitude is because, like, he's proven, trying to prove to everybody.
Trash talks, too.
I deserve to be here. You know what I mean? I deserve to be playing in the NBA.
All right, we will talk Celtics with Mego coming up at 9. And when we return, the 12 days of Kris Kringle Curtismas, your chance to win big.
Huge.
Curtis is regifting.
Huge.
He's on a regifting spree. He raided the prize closet here at Odyssey, and we'll get to that and your chance to win next. Well, what do we got? 21? Am I right? Today's the 4th. 21, 22 20 shopping days till the big day?
And if you're doing it online, I mean, way less.
Getting closer. If you are caller number 9 on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, we would like to thank you for your support of this show over the last 11 and a half months, whether you came to a road show, whether you came to a snow show, whether you watch this show on Twitch or YouTube, whether you stream it on WEEI.com or on the Odyssey app, whether you have supported the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon or the Greg Hill Foundation, however you have supported us, our very own Grinch, Kris Curtis, is now regifting all the stuff that we have left over to you. And we have some, it looks today like some pretty good stuff, Curtis.
It will never not be weird to be seen and said hello to by strangers. And the people that listen to the show are the nicest, most normal people alive. And
yes.
I'm like, why do you listen to me?
They are.
They're all well-adjusted. Like,
yeah.
Does someone need a hug?
I walk around Southie.
So the 12 days of Kris Curtismas brought to you by the 110 Grill. Modern American cuisine in a trendy, casual atmosphere. And it's Butter Guy.
Wow.
Talk about loyal listeners.
My man.
What's up, Butter Guy?
Oh, my God. What's up?
How are you?
Thank you so much, crew. I'm a lot happier now. This is amazing. I've never won anything on the radio before.
I feel like...
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. I feel like for the upcoming road shows in the spring, you need a new costume.
All right. I can re-up and see what's going on like and check out different costumes.
The butter, the extra mayo, extra butter thing is played out.
Well, he could go as mayo.
It is.
It's way played out.
I will say that show, when you were heading to the Bahamas, is a top 10 show of all time. When we found the delivery.
Yes.
What a great day.
All right. So Curtis has some presents for you from under the WEEI Christmas tree. What are you starting with this morning, Curtis?
Well, because you like butter, I have a restaurant where you don't need extra butter. I have a $100 gift card to the 110 Grill headed right to Butter Guy's lap.
Oh, nice. Fantastic.
Wow. Not bad.
Is that it, Curtis?
You know what? I hate to... there's more.
Oh, there's more?
Do another one.
Well, right. Thank you, DJ.
All right.
You have two tickets to go see Dropkick Murphys, or as Wiggy would say, Dropkicks Murphy, at MGM Music Hall on March 14th.
Ooh, St. Patrick's Day show.
Those tickets are impossible to get. Okay, is that it, Curtis?
But wait.
Do another one.
There's more.
Okay.
Right. Two tickets to see my personal favorite, Mary J. Blige.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I got to tell you, Shime's got the timing down. That was perfect.
You know what?
Neo and Mario at TD Garden on April 14th.
I'll be there.
Are you going to that show?
I am doing my best to get tickets to get there.
All right.
My wife and I will be there celebrating Mary.
Okay.
Right. I have a great Mary J. Blige concert story that my wife and I, she loves Mary J. Blige.
Uh-huh.
We were supposed to go see her when I played for the Patriots.
Right.
And we were leaving. We were out the door. And the babysitter called us and was like, you know, your daughter's crying, and my wife was like, turn around, and we went back, and we didn't have to go.
And you never went to the show?
And we never went to the show.
So we got
to
get you to this
show. Yeah, so we never went to the show.
We'll get you to that show.
And so we've been waiting to find her and tour, and so, I'll be there in April.
All right.
And that would be sufficient for most radio shows.
Of course.
But wait.
Yeah.
There's more.
Do another one.
There can't be more.
Butter for you, almost anything.
Yeah.
I have a... all-time renowned New England Patriot autographed football.
Oh, a piece of memorabilia.
Oh, no.
Yes?
No.
It is not Richard Seymour.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
It is the only football not autographed by Jermaine Wiggins.
Vince Wilfork?
Oh, potential Hall of Famer? Nope.
Teddy Bruschi?
Close, as in the team's close, but no.
Okay.
It is the one, the only... Mac Jones.
Wow.
Autographed football.
Another Mac Jones autographed football.
Put that.
Wow.
Put that under the tree.
Yeah. Yes.
Mac Jones, baby.
Soak it in. We have a boatload of those. We have a closet full of them over here. They didn't seem very popular for some reason.
Ken invested $30,000 in them.
As long as you're taking a profit, you can't go broke.
Oh, my God.
Does he want me to sign it? Maybe add a little value to it.
Oh,
ooh, Wiggy
sign
can next co-sign.
I can co-sign.
Definitely have Wiggy sign it. Have Wiggy sign it.
Maybe
too,
we get tied to sign
on that ball.
Yeah,
get tied to sign it.
I think the rule in general is if you have to ask to sign it, they don't want it. But but anyway, Butter Guy, we appreciate you are one of the best loyal listeners. We appreciate your support all year long, and congrats, and have a great Christmas.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. Merry Christmas to all you guys.
Keep the change, you filthy animals.
What movie?
Home Alone.
Yes.
Our very own Grinch, Chris Curtis, will do it again tomorrow morning. The 12 days of Chris Curtis must continue. Mego will join us next on a Celtics Wednesday.